Well, the RSA provide an excellent service from the point of view of, you know, road safety is the remit, and trying to ensure that we keep people safe on our roads. We've had, you know, record numbers of people unfortunately been killed in road traffic collisions across the country in the last year or more, and we need to be properly funded and properly resourced in order to carry out that function. They are meant to be actually a self-funding organisation, that they get their funds from the NCT tests and from the driver tests, but obviously that isn't enough for to fund them adequately, and government needs to step in and do that. In the letter that was written to the Taoiseach, they pointed out the difficulties they're having with the increase with inflation and all of that, and increased costs. And it's my view that those increased costs should not be put on to the public, to the motoring public. We already have an increase in fuel coming up very shortly in both petrol and diesel prices for motorists, and we see increases in tolls and everything else. And most people are living in a cost of living crisis with rent and housing and all of those things that are already spiraling for them. So I think it would be very unfair for government to put this back onto the travelling public for to spend that money, additional money on both the tests and the NCTs. So I think the sensible thing for government to do is to come up with a plan that will properly resource the RSA to ensure that the Road Safety Authority can carry out their function adequately and properly.
And you spoke there, Deputy, about the current cost of living crisis. And if you think about it, in particularly in the case of the Northwest, where maybe there isn't that much access to public transport and the need for private vehicles, do you think this is even a bigger problem in these areas where they don't have that kind of access?
Well, you know, it always astonishes me when I drive out to South County Dublin and I see a lot of houses with two cars at them, and one of them will be a Tesla and the other one will be a Range Rover, and they have an abundance of public transport all around them, both buses and the Lewis and all of these, you know, and yet people living in rural areas have no option by and large other than to own a car, even if you live in a town in rural Ireland, because, you know, our public transport service is not adequate to you know, provide a service for people. Now, it is improved, granted that, and Local Link has done a great job in respect of that, but it is far from adequate for people, particularly working people. They have no other way of getting to and from work other than to have a car. And, you know, that needs to be recognised by government. Putting additional costs onto the travelling public for to fund the RSA, I don't think will be appropriate or fair. And, you know, we need to bring a sense of balance to this. And that's why I think, you know, the additional funding that's required to ensure that the RSA can do their job properly should be provided directly from government by your Exchequer funds, because we have, as you know, of yesterday, even with the corporation taxes, we have bumper Exchequer funds in the Exchequer for to be able to pay for all of this, and we need to keep people safe on the roads and provide the service that they do.